and so forth, and so on. There was a buzz of gratification from time to time during the reading, accompanied by whispered ejaculations of, "How sweet, how eloquent, so true," etc., and after the thing had closed with a peculiarly afflicting sermon, the applause was enthusiastic. Then arose a slim, melancholy girl whose face had the interesting paleness that comes of pills and indigestion, and read a poem. Two stanzas of it will do. "A Missouri maiden's farewell to Alabama. Alabama, goodbye, I love thee well. But yet for a while do I leave thee now. Sad, yes, sad thoughts of thee my heart doth swell, and burning recollections throng my brow. For I have wandered through thy flowery woods, have roamed and read near Tallapoosa's stream, have listened to Tallahassee's warring floods, and wooed on Coosa's side Aurora's beam. Yet shame I not to bear an o'erfull heart, nor blush to turn behind my tearful eyes. 'Tis from no stranger land I now must part, 'tis to no strangers left I yield these sighs. Welcome and home were mine within this state, whose vales I leave, whose spires fade fast from me, and cold must be mine eyes and heart entailed, when clear Alabama they turn cold on thee." There were very few there who knew what "tayet" meant, but the poem was very satisfactory nevertheless. Next appeared a dark-complexioned, black-eyed, black-haired young lady who paused an impressive moment, assumed a tragic expression, and began to read in a measured tone.
"A vision. Dark and tempestuous was the night. Around the throne on high not a single star quivered, but the deep intonations of the heavy thunder constantly vibrated upon the ear, whilst the terrific lightning reveled in angry mood through the cloudy chambers of heaven, seeming to scorn the power exerted over its terror by the illustrious Franklin. Even the boisterous winds unanimously came forth from their mystic homes and blustered about as if to enhance by their aid the wildness of the scene. At such a time so dark, so dreary, for human sympathy my very spirit sighed. But instead thereof, my dearest friend, my counselor, my comforter and guide, my joyous grief, my second bliss and joy came to my side. She moved like one of those bright beings pictured in the sunny walks of fancy's Eden by the romantic and young, a queen of beauty unadorned save by her own transcendent loveliness. So soft was her step, it failed to make even a sound, and but for the magical thrill imparted by her genial touch, as other unobtrusive beauties, she would have glided away unperceived, unsought. A strange sadness rested upon her features, like icy tears upon the robe of December, as she pointed to the contending elements without and bade me contemplate the two beings presented.